Down train from Glasgow to Dumfries, and coming back, sitting opposite me in the carriage was a scout for St Mirren. And I'm talking about that Liverpool manager, Shankly, who said, you know, life and death, this is more important than life and death. And he was questioned by the Scottish reporter what he put it down to, you know, why they were so bloody good. And he said, they are so good that they've got the record of winning or drawing more games in the last 10 minutes than any other team in Britain. And the reason for that, he said, is none of them smoke. He said, if they smoke, I won't have them on the team. Because they are so fit. They can come off after 90 minutes, play another 90 minutes. So I'm saying to these, this guy, the sport, the fellow working with St Mirren as a scout, I said, you know, that's what you need. We need a non-smoking team in Scotland. And do you think I could I persuade anybody to do this? Oh, he said, I'm a St Mirren, manager of St Mirren, Alec Ferguson. So I went to Sir Alec with the scout, 2 weeks later, and I said, I'd like to sponsor St Mirren as the first non-smoking team in Britain, wearing their jerseys. Aye, sure. Because we went down after the game, had a wee drink, you know, and we got on fine. So they won the cup that year. So that made a big impression. And then, because Alec moved up to Aberdeen, and I moved up and sponsored Aberdeen as the non-smoking team. And I took a back seat, but I had the Minister of Health here going up supporting Aberdeen, and well, the cups they won there. When we went to the World Cup, the Scottish team were the non-smoking team in the World Cup, okay? And I also went over and signed up Brazil, and Russia and Czechoslovakia. Had a great time. Had to be there, you know, in Spain. Job Steam and the Secretary of State and the Secretary of the SFA and myself were there to greet them when they came back on the planes, you know. And I said, the press are going to be after this. And if they catch any of the players smoking, we're going to look awful stupid. And the Secretary says, Job, get Danny in, Danny McGrain. He was the captain, wee Danny. Remember that wee? Mm. So Danny comes in his trainers. Danny, the dog's got a problem here. What's going to happen if any of the boys are caught smoking out in Spain? He said, destroy this idea. Don't you worry, boss. We'll break our effing legs. that was, and tell them that that's what's going to happen to them.